So Facebook is opening a stadium, a sports stadium.
What? Where?
Not a real stadium, a virtual
Oakland?
One.
Oakland?
No.
Oh, okay.
In your phone.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
It's a virtual stadium. It's a dedicated place to experience sports in real time with your friends in the world. And unlike a real stadium, you can't actually watch the sports. But joining us to explain what's going on here is Kurt Wagner, reporter at Recode. Welcome, Kurt.
Got it eventually.
I did. Yeah, that's a lot of R's and W's. Yeah. And so what can we expect from Facebook's new feature?
The stadium that you mentioned. So it's part of the Facebook app. There was some confusion I saw yesterday that this was a standalone app, but it's actually part of the existing Facebook app. And what it is it's a section of the app where you can go and follow along a live game that you may be watching on television. So they're launching it before the NFL playoff games that are going to be happening on Sunday. So you could be watching the game on TV, and then on your phone, you could go and you could check stats. You could see what your friends are saying about the game. You could see what, you know, quote unquote, experts are saying about the game, watch some video. So the whole idea is it's a companion to live TV. And right now they're going to launch it with the NFL playoffs, but eventually they're going to be doing it for pretty much every sporting event. So every Major League Baseball, every NBA game. So the idea is that, you know, hopefully people will go here and follow the game on Facebook while they're watching the game in their living room.
So this is just for major sports, I assume. I am attending, lucky enough to attend the U.S. women's soccer team game in San Diego on Saturday. I probably can't expect to go to Facebook and find a place where everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, on Saturday, I would say no, because they're just launching it with the NFL guys on Sunday as kind of the first test. A year from now, though, I would think you would be able to. They say that they basically want all professional sports on there, and I imagine that includes not only professional soccer, but kind of national soccer, World Cup soccer. I think at some point that will be available. I just don't think it'll happen by Saturday.
Okay, I guess I'll have to talk to real people about it then.
Yeah, talk to keep the stats on your own, I guess.
So I don't really, aside from women's soccer, I don't watch a lot of sports. What do people do now before this, in the olden days, before this new stadium? where did people go to do this?
Well, I go to Twitter, honestly. When I follow a game on television and I want to see what people are saying about it, I pull out the Twitter app. And typically, my feed is, you know, especially if it's a big game like the NFL playoffs, my feed's going to be full of people talking about that game. I think that is one of the places that should be probably on alert with this new product from Facebook is, you know, a bunch of people were joking. They were saying, this is sports Twitter on Facebook now. I don't think Twitter should necessarily be super scared, because Facebook has tried a lot of things in the past to get people to talk about live TV, and it's never really caught on. You know, like Twitter has that feeling, it's public, it's real time, the stream is in reverse chronological order. Facebook typically doesn't have any of that, so I don't think people are trained to go to Facebook to talk about things that are happening in real time. But I think that's what they want to change. So Twitter should be alert. And I think others, you know, like an ESPN, for example, I have an ESPN app on my phone. That's where I mostly get all kinds of stats and highlights right now. Perhaps in the future, I may use Facebook for that kind of stuff. I haven't decided yet, but I guess I'll find out on Sunday how good the experience is.
So right now, Facebook is pretty good at knowing what I want to see and what I don't want to see, but it still thinks that I like to see everybody talking about football when they're watching football. Will I see less of this? I mean, will that go from there, from like my feed to this other area?
I don't think that it's going to impact what you see in your news feed. At the beginning, in fact, I don't know this. I would think you might actually see more sports in your news feed as they're trying to draw attention to the fact that this is a new product. Oftentimes when they launch something new, you know, they'll have an alert or maybe I'll make a comment on the game. It'll show up in your feed and there will be a prompt, you know, see what other people are saying and go check that out. My understanding is that the news feed is totally separate than this experience. And therefore, I would guess things that are popular would show up in news feed the same way they always have, because they can't really assume that everyone's going to go to this new stadium. And so they want to continue to give people the same content they're used to seeing. So unfortunately for you, that might mean that you're going to get the same amount of sports that you already see. But perhaps, I don't know, if this really does catch on, people will know where to go and they'll comment over there and you'll be safe.
Yeah, I do wonder if this leads eventually to kind of similar sections for other things, right? Like you've got live sports in its own feed that takes off. And obviously that's the kind of event that can be a worldwide shared event, depending on how big the game is. But you know, like a live, you know, live TV or something along those lines, you kind of wonder if Facebook's going to go that route. Anytime you're splintering off people from something they're used to doing, let's say the main feed, and well, now take what you would normally do here and go do it over there, though, that kind of gives me a little bit of pause. I wonder if people are really going to end up following through on that, you know, against the habit that they already have.
Mm-hmm. I think the big thing there, though, is the you know, real-time communication and having the you know, kind of communication that you see on Twitter with that reverse chronological order. It's you, when you watch a big game on Facebook or what other people are watching the big game on Facebook, I will still see people talking. I will see posts from people talking about it, you know, halfway through the next day. When I refresh Facebook and those posts from the night before show up in the feed. And I think that that's a big part of the disconnect there, you know, for knowing that there are people there talking about the same thing that you know, Twitter has going for it. If Facebook can create this silo where people are communicating, you know, maybe not in real time, but very close to about the sport and the team that they're a fan of, then, you know, it probably has a much higher chance of being successful and more comparable to Twitter than you would see from the normal Facebook feed. And maybe silos like that for other major events would be, you know, a big deal because of that, because it would allow that kind of communication to happen instead of breaking everything up so that you see it 12 hours later.
Mm-hmm.